Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parshas Matis Masei, that is Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Now we learned that the Bnei Israel waged war against the Midianim, killed all the males, burned the cities, captured women, children, and lots of other goodies, and brought it all back to camp. And now the Pasuk tells us, Vayetu Moshe v'Elazar HaKohen v'chol Nesiei Eid l'Krasam, and Moshe and Elazar HaKohen, and all the Nesim of the assembly went out to greet them, and Michos HaMachne outside camp. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Why did they go out to greet them? Rashi tells us, Vayetu Moshe v'Elazar HaKohen, Lefisha Roas Nar Yisrael Yotzim Lach since they saw all the youth, all the lads going out to grab some of the spoils, so they went out to make order. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalad. And Moshe got upset. He got angry at the commanders of the army. Sorry, Alafim, sorry, Meis, the officers of the thousands and hundreds, Habayim, Mitzvah, Muhammad, that were coming back from the war. And Moshe said to them, Hachisim kol nekeva, did you allow any of the females to live? They were the ones that caused the Bnei Yisrael to act with betrayal against Hashem by the word of Bilam, with the matter of Pa'ar, and the plague was against the assembly of Hashem. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Yudalad. First of all, he got upset at the commanders. These are the commanders, the ones that are in charge of the army. Anytime the nation messes up, so the Gdailim, the greats, the leaders, they're the ones that are held responsible, because they had the ability to protest and they didn't. Rashi Pasuk Zion tells us, these are them. This teaches that Klal Yisrael actually recognized these women. This is the woman that so-and-so stumbled with. Rashi tells us, Bidvar Bilam. Why is it Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Bidvar Bilam, by the word of Bilam? Amalehem, Bilam had told the Midianim, Afilu atem achnisim kol ha-moed shaba'alim, even if you're going to gather all the nations of the world, en atem yichayim lehem, you're not going to be successful against the Yidden. Shemim rum matem and amitzim shayu shesh meis rechav bachor, do you really think that you're greater than the Mitzrayim? They had 600 choice chariots, and they weren't successful against the Yidden. Bo vasiachem etza, come, I'm going to give you advice, elikem shel elu seini zimahu, the God of this one, meaning Kal Yisrael is Hashem. He hates promiscuity, and we know what Bilam's suggestion led to. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? Ve'ato now, here you call Zachar Batav, kill every single male among the children. V'chol isha yedas ish l'mishkav Zachar haregu, and any woman who's able to be with a man, so she also should be killed. V'chol ataf banashim asher lo yadu mishkav Zachar. However, any child among the women, any young girls who are not able to be with a man, hachiyu lachem, so they could stay alive. Rashi Pasuk Yud Zayin tells us, V'chol isha yedas ish ru'uy li ba'il, she's able to be together with a man. Afal pi shelo nivla, even though she never was with a man. They would pass all the young girls in front of the tzitz, and someone who was able to be with a man, she was old enough, she was 3 years old and up, so her face turned yellowish. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Yud Tes. Moshe Rabbeinu continued telling them, V'atem and you, chanu michos l'machne shivas yamim, you shall encamp outside the camp for 7 days. Kol harig nefesh v'chol negeh b'cholol, anyone who killed a person or he touched a corpse, tischat u'bayam ha'shlishu b'yam ha'shvi, they shall be purified on the third day and seventh day, atem u'shvichem, you and your captives, v'chol baget and any garment, v'chol kli'or, v'chol masi'izim, v'chol kli'etz, and any vessel made from leather or goats or wood, tischato, you shall purify. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yotes. Michutz l'machane, they have to go outside camp. Shlei kansu l'azara, they're not allowed to go inside the azara. They weren't kicked out of all three camps, they're just not allowed to go into machane shechina, into the azara. Kol harig nefesh, Rashi says, anyone that killed a person. Reb Meir Omer, he tells us, b'harig b'davar makabel tum makasa medaber. The Pasuk is talking about killing someone with an implement, with a vessel that could be makabel tuma. V'limed chakasev, the Pasuk is teaching you, shakli metame adam chibur ames, that the kli, the vessel that was used to kill the person, makes the one who killed him tamei because it connected him to the mace. Ki'ilu negeh b'mace atzmai, as if he touched the person himself. We're not talking about killing people by their hands. They took a sword, they took a spear, and they killed someone, and that's the way that they become tamei. The sword or the spear connected them to the person that they killed, and they became tamei. Jump to the next Rashi. Tischatu b'mei nida, they shall be sprinkled with the mei nida. Kidin shar tamei mesim, just like someone else who's tamei mace, and they're sprinkled with the water of the parah aduma. Jump to the next Rashi. Atem u'shvichem, you and your captives. Rashi tells us, not that non-Jews become Tamei and they need to be sprinkled with the Mei Nida, just like your B'nai Bris, you have Bris Mila and you are Jews, so to your captives, when they become Jews and they become Tamei, so then they're going to need to be sprinkled. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph, we're going to learn halachas of Kashrin Kalim that came from non-Jews. And Elazar HaKohen told the men of the army that came to the battle, this is the decree of the Torah, Asher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, that Hashem commanded Moshe. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayomer Elazar HaKohen, why is it that Elazar was teaching this halacha and not Moshe Rabbeinu? Rashi tells us, L'fisha ba Moshe l'chal kas. That's because Moshe Rabbeinu, he became angry, b'l'chal tos, so he therefore made a mistake. Shenis alu menu hilchas giulei nachrim. He forgot the halacha of giulei nachrim. What is this? That's a vessel taken from a non-Jew, and giulei means hagala, purging, how to kasher it, how to purge it, and make it usable for us. Jump to the next Rashi, Asher Tziva Hashem, that Hashem commanded Moshe, Talahai Rabbi, even though he himself was giving it over, and not Moshe Rabbeinu. He still said, I got this from my Rebbe. And so back to Chumash Pasuch of Beis, what are the halachas of kashering? Achas hazav es hakasef, only gold and silver, es hanachashus and copper, es habarzol and iron, es habedil and tin, ves haifaris and lead, called davar asher yaveh ba'esh. Anything that comes into fire, tavir ba'esh, shall be passed through fire, v'tahir, and become purified. Ach mei nidis chata, however, it also has to be purified with the mei nida, v'chol asher lo yaveh ba'esh, and anything that wasn't passed through fire, tavir ba'mayim, shall be passed through water. V'chibastem b'gdeichem b'yem ha'shviv u'tartem, and you shall wash your clothing on the seventh day and become purified, v'achar tavar l'machine, and afterwards you're allowed to come into camp. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Beis. Achas azav, afal pi shalei hizr lechem el al hilchas tumah, even though previously they were taught about hilchas tumah, oydesh lahazir lechem al hilchas gil, they also have to be taught how to do hagala, how to purge the kalim, and va'ach, and the word ach, l'shein miyot, this is a limitation, klemer, to say, memu'atem atem l'shtamish b'kelim afilu achat harasim mitumas meis, you are limited from using these vessels, even after they've been purified from the tumas meis, achitarulun b'lias isr nevelas, until they also become purified, and they're purged of all that was absorbed into them from something that was treif, not kosher. Rabbi Zeinu Amru and Chazal say, achas azov, lemer, to say, shetzarech lahavir chaluda shalai kadim shagilenu, all the rust has to be scraped off before you purge it and clean it. V'zol l'shayin ach, shalai heisham chaluda, there shouldn't be any rust, achamatechas yeh k'may shehu, regular metal could be just like as it is. And Pasuk of Gimel and Rashi continues, kol davar asher yaveh ba'esh, anything that went into fire, levashel b'klum, something was cooked in it, tavir ba'esh, k'derech tashmisha galasai, the way that it was used, so too that's how you purge it and you cleanse it. Matashmisha adei chamin, just like there was hot something put into it, yagilenu b'chamin, that's the way to do hagala. Umatashmisha adei tzli, something that was used by roasting, you put it directly on the fire, k'gayin hashpur ba'askala, like a spit or a shish kebab or something like that, yilabnenu b'ur, so then it has to be turned white hot with fire. Ach b'mei nidi eschata, Rashi just continues clarifying what we learned in the previous pasuk, that something that was taken from a non-Jew, and it's tamei meis, and it has something treif that was absorbed into it, there's two things that have to happen. We have to clean it out, we have to do hagala or libun or some sort of other kashering, and we have to make it pure from its tamei meis. So let's just go to the next Rashi. V'chol asher lo yaveh ba'esh, anything that was not brought into fire. Kol davar she'ein tashmisha adei ur, anything that was not used in fire. Kigan kosos utzleches, like cups and plates she'tashmishim b'tzaynein, that they were used for cold food. V'lo yibalu iser, and they didn't absorb anything that's usser. Tavir b'mayim, matbila v'dayah, he could just put in a mikvah. That's enough. V'davka klei matchos, that's specifically with metal kalim. The next pasuk in Rashi tells us el ha'machine, after they cleanse themselves, they can come back into camp. And as we've already said, l'machine shchina, they could come back into the machine shchina, they could come back into the azara. She'ein tamei meis ton shiloch machne levi machne Israel. Someone who's tamei meis, he doesn't get sent out of all three camps. He only gets sent out of the azara, out of machne shchina. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Hey, Vayemar Shel Moshe Lemar, Hashem said to Moshe saying, Sa, which literally means to raise up, as we've had Su'u es Reish Hadas b'nei Israel. But again, over here it means to count or to make a calculation. Es Reish Ma'kay Chashvi, the total of that which was captured, Ba'adim Va'behema, people and animals, Atav Elazar Hakayin, you Elazar Hakayin, Rashi Avos Ha'ida, and the heads of the fathers of the assembly. And you shall divide that which was captured in between everyone that had captured it from the war, those that went out to the army, and in between the assembly. And you shall elevate, you shall lift up, you shall donate a tax for Hashem from all the people that went out to the army. One soul, one living thing out of every 500 of people, cattle, donkeys, and sheep. You shall take it from their half, and you shall give it to Elazar HaKoyen, a Chumah of Hashem. And from the half of the Bnei Yisrael, you shall also take one from every 50, from the people, cattle, donkeys, sheep, and all animals, and give them to the Levim, Mishkan Hashem, those that guard the guarding of the Mishkan of Hashem. So all the spoils of war were to be divided into two. Half goes to all the people of the army, the other half goes to the rest of Bnei Israel, and each group has to take one out of every 50 that they had and give it to someone else. The soldiers had to give one out of every 50 to Elazar, and the people of Bnei Israel, they had to give one out of every 50 to the Levim. And Pasuk Lamed Aleph continues, Vayas Moshe v'Elazar HaKoyen, and Moshe and Elazar HaKoyen did, Kasher Tziv Hashem is Moshe, like Hashem had commanded Moshe. Now we get all the numbers. Vayihi Amalkayach, and everything that was captured. Yasser Habazar Sherabazu Amatzava, beyond the spoils that the army had taken. Tzoin, the sheep, was Sheish Meis Elef, Shivim Elef, Chamesh Alefim, 675,000. Ubakar, and the cattle, Shnaim Shivim Alef, 72,000. Vachamayim, and the donkeys, Echad Vashishim Alef, 61,000. Vinefesh Adam, and people, Min HaAnashim Sher Lo Yadu Mishkav Zachar, that's from the women, the females, they do not know Mishkav Zachar, meaning they were too young to be with a man. Kol Nefesh, Shnaim Ushleshim Alef, that's 32,000 people. And now these are the numbers that everyone received. Vatiya mechza, and the half, chelik hayotzim batzava, that was going to the people that went out to wage war. Mispar hatzayin, the amount of sheep, shlesh meis elf, ushleshim elf, v'shivas havalaf, v'chameish meos, 337,500. Vahiya mechza l'Hashem, and hatzayin, and therefore, the tax, or the gift that was given to Hashem from the sheep, shesh meis chamesh v'shivim, that's 675. V'habakar, how much cattle did they receive? Shishu shleshim elf, that's 36,000. U'mechsam l'Hashem, and the gift to Hashem, shnayim v'shivim, that's 72. V'chamayrim, and the donkeys that they received, shloshim elf v'chamesh meos, 30,500. U'mechsam l'Hashem, and the gift to Hashem, echad v'shishim, 61. V'nefesh adam, and people, shisha asar elf, they received 16,000. U'mechsam l'Hashem, and the gift to Hashem was shnayim shloshim nefesh, 32. V'yitein Moshe's mechas shumas Hashem l'Elazar kain, and Moshe gave this gift or this tax, the donation of Hashem to Elazar kain, kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem had commanded Moshe. And we continue. U'machtas b'nei Yisrael asher chatzah Moshe, and from the half that b'nei Yisrael received, the Moshe Rabbeinu had divided, min ha'anashim hatzayvim, he had taken that from those that had went out to war, v'tehi mechtas ha'edim en hatzayin, and the half that the assembly received from sheep, that was shlesh meis elf u'shleshim elf shivas alaf v'chamesh meis, that was also 337,500. U'bakar, and the amount of cattle they received was shishu shleshim alef, 36,000. V'chamayrim, the donkeys they received, shleshim elef v'chamesh meis, 30,500. V'nefesh adam, and the people they received, shisha asar alef, that's 16,000. V'yikach Moshe machzas b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe took from the half that the b'nei Yisrael received, es achoz echor min ha'chamishim, one out of every 50, min ha'adam, min ha'behema, from the people and the animals. V'yitein oisem la'levim, shomer mishmeres mishkan Hashem, he gave them to levim, the ones that guard the guarding of the mishkan of Hashem, kasher tziv Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem had commanded Moshe. And now we learn, v'yikavru al Moshe, and they approached Moshe. Who approached Moshe? Ha'pagudim asher la'alfei hatzava, the commanders over the thousands, sari alafim, sari meos, the officers of thousands and hundreds. V'yamru al Moshe, and they said to Moshe, avodecha nasu es resh anche melcham asher biyadenu, your servants, they were talking about themselves. We counted the heads. We made a head count of all the people that went out to war, v'loi nifkan mimenu ish, and not a single person is missing. That means not a single person had died in the war. V'nakav es karban Hashem, so we brought a carbon for Hashem. Ish asher matza, any man that found in his possession, clay zahav, golden kalim, etz ada, anklets, vitzamid, and bracelets, tabas, ring, agil, earrings, v'chumas, and we're going to learn Rashi what that is, l'chap al nafshe sinu l'fnei Hashem, this is as a kapara, this is as an atonement in front of Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk nun, etz ada, elu tzmidim shel regel, these are bracelets that go on an ankle, on a foot, that's called an anklet, vitzamid, shel yad, this is a bracelet on the hand, agil, nizme, oizen, this is the rings that go on ears, called earrings, v'chumas, what's that? D'vos shel beis ha-rechem, this is some sort of plate that goes over the rechem, goes over a woman's private part. L'chaper al hira halev shel b'nei Midyan, this is a kapara for the hira halev, for that which a person thought he had bad thoughts about the daughters of Midyan. So back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Aleph. V'ikach Moshe v'Elazar Kain esazav mi'itam, and Moshe and Elazar Kain, they took the gold from them, kol kli maisa, anything which was fashioned into a vessel, v'hi kol zahava truma sherimu l'Hashem, and it was all the gold which was donated as a donation for Hashem, shisha asar elef u'shva meos v'chamishim shakel, 16,750 shekel, me'esar alafim, from the officers of thousands, u'me'esar yameos, and from the officers of the hundreds, anche hatzava bazu ishlai, and the men of the army, they had taken the spoils for themselves, meaning they had also taken spoils from the people of Midian. V'yikach Moshe v'Elazar Kain es hazahav me'esar alafim v'hameos, and Moshe and Elazar Kain, they took the gold from the officers of thousands and hundreds, v'yaviu aysa el ha'amayid, and they brought it to the ha'amayid, zikaron l'bnei Yisrael l'fnei Hashem, as remembrance for the bnei Yisrael in front of Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.